This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The whole week I've been trying to figure out, is this game week or not? I've been asking everybody. We got a texter earlier as we were talking about this stuff and the practice and everything. This texter said simply, I want to get drunk and yell at my TV. And sir or ma'am, I hear you. This is your football passion. It's your joy. 17 weeks a year, I would like to get drunk and yell at my TV.
Another third and goal from the goal line. It's Madison, and he lunges ahead for the touchdown. Here's Bajan, throws over the middle, it's up in the air, it's picked off. They were trying to find Samori Toure. Instead, Patrick McMorris comes away with the interception for Miami.
Are you kidding me?
On fourth down, they're taking a shot, and incomplete, no flag. Walker, the intended target, Isaiah Johnson, was in coverage. Reed throws, incomplete, and it's a turnover on downs. Toure was the closest to it, and it'll be 5 seconds left on the clock. So seven back in coverage, a lot of ground to cover. It's flipped back to Gordon. Ali Gordon looking for another Miami miracle. It's Weiss. It's on the ground. It's still loose, and the whistles finally blow the play and the game dead. Johnson and McDaniel see a tie for their teams in the preseason opener.
Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. And sometimes when you tie, you actually win or lose.
I hate it when you talk like that. It makes me crazy when you talk like that.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got a full boat for you tonight. We are here until 6 o'clock. We're going to have some fun. The Bears are going to practice in about a half an hour. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 5 o'clock to discuss.
Huh?
Yeah, it's practice.
It's a Monday, though, after a football game.
The real guys didn't play.
Oh, so it's the real guys who are practicing.
Yes.
That's a theme, folks.
I would guess the other guys are probably getting some treatment. Maybe they're doing some drills.
Yeah.
But maybe not going too hard because they just played a football game yesterday.
Thankfully, we are the real guys. Me and Lawrence are here. We are the real guys. Damn it.
It's a good movie. No, that's the other guys.
That's the other guys.
I like the other guys. I think The Real Guys is actually a movie, too, though.
Probably. The Bad Guys is a movie and a franchise for the kids. Now you're looking. I've derailed the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm gone.
The proppers, and I've broken you right off the bat.
No, it's not a movie. The Other Guys is the movie.
Well, it will be when we're done with it.
That's right.
That's a topic. We're setting it up.
We're going to do our thing. By the way, Tanny is off this week. He has got a vacation and does not want to be bothered.
And we should honor that.
And we're going to try to honor that. Alex is here. Baby T is in charge of the sound.
Let's go.
That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, everyone. I'll tell you, man. So Jason Leisure at 5, and we got a variety of baseball things, but it did end up feeling like a game day with the Bears on your television, and certainly in our neighborhood, or I guess it's more mine, but you hang out there an awful lot.
Yeah, I didn't take it very seriously. I was out and about in Hyde Park, until about 1:30.
And then you caught up?
I was like, that'll give me, I can catch up to, and I did. And I caught up to live at like 2:45. I caught up.
My neighborhood in the South Loop completely inundated by the blue and orange number people just taking over and spraying to all fields and filling up bars and restaurants in all directions. The traffic stayed bad all day.
It might have been a better choice to watch that game from inside yesterday than outside.
I think it always is for football.
I agree, but you know, like springtime, summertime football, people are like, oh, it'll be nice. And then yesterday, it's like, it's a little muggy.
Muggy.
So they only got, 44,000, I think, in there yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of 61.5 capacity?
They were treated to a delightful tie that Rosie Perez would not have enjoyed. Wherever she was not enjoying it.
I do like that coaches are like, yeah, okay, that's... Yeah, we're good. Thank you. We'll see you guys.
Yeah.
You guys have a nice one. Good luck.
You don't care, right? Because we don't care.
Because we don't care.
Yeah, nobody cares. And that's good because you're out there, you're wanting your players to execute. And there's stuff to talk about from the game, and there's players that matter and a lot for us to discuss. But to me, it's fascinating how Ben Johnson just doesn't view the preseason the way that his predecessors did. And he doesn't see it the way that many of his current colleagues do. And you were touching on this in transition. He's breaking some football brains in these, as people are like trying to wrap their heads around what he's doing instead. But as you say, there is not a consensus around the league on how to deal with this.
No. Patrick Mahomes played a quarter out in Arizona this weekend. You know, Jaden Daniels played. But Jalen Hurts didn't play. So, you look around and you go, oh, all right. There are choices that are being made, and everyone's trying to figure out what's best for their particular team.
What I love is that Ben Johnson said, we're going to do some things with the starters to make use of their time and their efforts that will be more advantageous and more important than playing in the game. And he was talking about the joint practice, but not just the joint practice. Listen to Brad Biggs on the morning show break down what he saw. He got to Soldier Field at 8 a.m., and he was able to see the long workout that Ben Johnson put everybody through. It was DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Zacchaeus, Cole Kmet, and DeAndre Swift, along with Caleb Williams, for 57 minutes. Early in the morning on Sunday, listen to Biggsy describe what he watched.
I tell you, I've seen countless pregame workouts for preseason games for starters that aren't going to play. I don't think I've seen one quite like the one yesterday in regard to the fact that Ben Johnson was directing the whole thing. The entire offensive coaching staff was out there. Caleb was out there with three wide receivers, a tight end, and a running back that weren't going to have a uniform on during the game. And it was, I counted 87 plays.
Wow.
Now, it's on air. There's no defender, but that's the head coach giving the play call to the quarterback. The quarterback then simulating the huddle with whoever's turn it was of the five targets. Making the play call, they break the huddle, they get to the line. Caleb's, barking out instructions pre-snap if there's motion or, protection calls. So they're simulating everything and then running the play. Is that more valuable than a 9-play drive to open the game and then the starters go to the sideline? I don't know. If they have some pre-snap communication issues in week one against the Vikings, would they have been solved with a short effort against the Dolphins? No, I don't believe that. If they're offensively struggling in week four, are people going to point back to their preseason action? Maybe. Will that be the root cause? No.
Man, that is intense. That is not just, I don't want him to play so he doesn't get hurt. I just want to make sure that people out there realize this is a different strategy. This is a different belief system. 87 plays in under an hour with Ben Johnson in charge of the entire thing and direct communication from the coach to the quarterback. It's sometimes, Lawrence, they talked for 30 to 45 seconds going over details of the play before they actually ran it. Sometimes he was just letting Caleb do it and they'd talk about it after. And Ben Johnson thought it was incredibly valuable. I can understand why a smart coach might think this is more valuable than a drive or two in a preseason game.
Yeah, I think that the part that for me sets it apart is that it was him. It wasn't Declan. Like, it wasn't like, and it's a very interesting way to kind of divvy up the time for a guy who is getting ready to coach his first game. And I know it's not his first game, but the idea of, hey, you've never done this before either. And the fact that you're out there with your specialist and your quarterback is a really interesting, different way to go about doing this whole thing.
That's a long day for head coach, isn't it?
Well, I mean, they're usually there.
I know,
but they're usually strategizing overall.
But the intensity, it's like,
yes,
it's a lot of intensity to give to 8 a.m. and then give to the game later on and all of that. It's a choice. I could see how that could be more beneficial. Let's listen to Ben Johnson describe it, because he talked about it and thought it was incredibly valuable.
Yeah, so we ended up, you know, we had five of those pass catchers. We had three receivers, a tight end, and a running back, and we ended up probably getting 70-plus, call it, plays on air there. And it was, we tried to make it as similar to what we would do in practice as possible. We're calling a play, or I'm giving him the play. He's calling in the huddle. We're coming up. We got motions. We got it's first down, second down, third down. We're changing everything up, and so you talk about timing and rhythm, anticipation, being on the same page in the passing game. That's where there is no substitute for real live bullets. I get that. But at the same time, when you can accumulate 70 plus reps in a day, that's pretty good. That goes a long way in terms of where you want to go with the connection with the quarterback and his pass catchers. So, I wish I could do that every day with him or every other day with him, to be quite frank with you. So it was a good time to do it. You know, we'll see what next week has in mind in terms of how much we want to play guys and all that. But, you know, we'll assess that with the staff going forward.
He wishes he could do it every day or every other day. I am officially totally cool with this. How about you, Lawrence Holmes?
I'm willing to give it a try. Like, it's okay. Like, it's different. And that's what you should be looking for, is stuff that's different. But even in there, there's no substitute for real live bullets. But we're kind of substituting for real live bullets.
I thought of you because there's no peril. That's the what you brought up last week. This is what you're choosing, is to remove peril as an atmospheric tool for your quarterback
and
to learn.
What does that do to your quarterback? And you have to weigh the risk rewards. And most coaches have been like, well, we do want the quarterback to get some work in live, but we're not going to go crazy with it. And then you have someone like Anthony Richardson, who ended up getting himself hurt because he didn't slide protection. But that's still stuff that, like, you need to know if the quarterback is able to do that in light of a defense like coming after them. And there was a lot more blitzing. The Bears were part of that. A lot more blitzing in the preseason week one than I've seen in a while. And I'm not sure what that's about. If that's defensive coaches feeling like they do need to do some more stuff that's live with their guys and let their guys get after a quarterback or not. I'm all for experimentation. I do think that it's weird, and I hope that he gets snaps, but if Ben says it doesn't matter and we'll wait until Monday night against Minnesota, so be it. I just feel like with a quarterback who is learning something new, you need to see it in practice, and I'm using air quotes, not in actual practice at Hallis Hall, but in practice, like in a game.
In a game.
And you still don't know.
But what an opportunity to do 87 plays with him.
That volume is insane.
It's insane. And to work him that hard with the direct communication when the story of the camp is the install from the quarterback's, or sorry, from the offensive mind's brain to the quarterback's brain. That's where you're trying to get locked in. So he liked this hour with him.
The level of intensity and Ben speaking to the idea of, I wish I could do that with him every other day. Like, that's meaningful to me, because as the head coach, sure, your biggest job is to get this offense right and get this quarterback on track.
Mm-hmm.
But you are still in charge of an entire roster. This is something that you would ordinarily see an OC. Like, in a world where something like this happens, it's the OC that's like, yeah, we're gonna put you through some stuff today before the game, and we're not going to play you, but we're going to go through it.
Yeah.
For it to be the head coach
is a big deal.
Is a really interesting way to do this.
Texter was there, said, to see Tua play, get reps, and Caleb not, it felt bad. It didn't feel right at all. And same Texter says, I'm not impressed with the practice. It's great, but if the first time Caleb hears Ben in his helmet is against the Vikings, that sounds like a bad plan to me. I get those instincts. I'm telling you. You are being challenged. The new head coach, who I think you believe in, Texter, is directly challenging what you think is right about preseason football.
But here's the thing. He doesn't know either.
The new head coach?
Yeah. He doesn't know.
I think he, respectfully to the Texter, I think he might know more.
I'm not saying that he doesn't. He definitely knows more football. He doesn't know if this is the right approach. He thinks it's the right approach.
Well,
and it might be.
Well, and is that going to be based on process or results? Like, if he's bad week one, you're going to be sitting here saying he shouldn't have done it that way?
That's what you had to wear it.
It's a results-based business.
If things don't go well, and when you do see someone as good of a coach as Andy Reid say, yeah, Patrick, go on out there and get some work done.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you do see Joe Burrow throw 10 passes
right.
in a game.
But those guys are also not learning an install.
Right.
They're not learning a full install.
I know.
That's what Caleb's learning.
And learning an install and doing it on air and feeling great about it is very different than doing it against the Vikings and their blitzing defense.
Yeah, it's about what kind of learners you have.
And he might know.
Hopefully he knows Caleb and has learned what kind of learner he is for this install process and thinks this is more valuable. I'm willing to give him that benefit of the doubt.
Can we talk about the other quarterbacks for a minute? Can you speak to the Bajancy? We'll do that next here on The Score.
There is no substitute for real live bullets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on The Score.
They need to feel what winning is like, and I think Ben's going to be very aggressive year one as a head coach. Nice throw for Alexander. Did he get his feet down? He did. Touchdown, Chicago. What a touch throw.
Tyson Bagent with a touchdown throw in the back of the end zone. He was playing football on Sunday over at Soldier Field.
I thought he had some good moments. Bad first couple of drives. But then I thought Bajan had some good moments, and that was a nice touchdown to Alexander in the back, and Ben was raving about him. He was raving about him.
He puts in the hard work. It's all the things that we've heard about him the entire time. Like, no one has said that this guy is out here just eating hot dogs and holding the clipboard. Like, Tyson Bajan wants to play, and I might have an opportunity for him.
Okay. You mean you're saying that he should get time in this season, and instead of Caleb Williams, is that what you're saying?
I think they should split. No, of course not. That would be ridiculous. Like, who would say that? I think that if I'm the Rams, I would at least make a phone call about Tyson Bagent.
The Rams quarterback situation.
It's bad, Speaks.
Marshall was the one who was watching a lot of preseason football.
It's bad because Matthew Stafford's back hurts.
Uh-huh. And Stetson Bennett there.
They also have Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, so they're fine.
Now one could argue that if Stafford is not healthy enough, that they will just go into full tank and let Stetson Bennett go out there and play quarterback for him.
He'd be an excellent tank quarterback.
And then, you know, we know that Arch Manning, or at least according to his grandfather, is not coming out in the draft. But this will be a better group of quarterbacks this year than there was available last year going into the draft.
All right, so why are you wanting to get Tyson Bagent out of town?
Oh, you know why.
Why are you afraid of Tyson Bagent?
I'm not afraid.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
Here's what I want for Tyson Bagent. I want him to play. I would like for him to go to a place where he can play.
All right, so you are selling this to me and to everyone as your unique brand of altruism,
yes,
on behalf of Tyson Bagent.
I've always felt this way, whether it was Fields or Caleb. Tyson Bagent is never going to get the opportunity here that for some reason people want him to. And nor should he. Just strictly from a business perspective, if you draft 101, or what was Justin, 20th? Like, if you're taking a first-round quarterback, then you shouldn't be pining for the guy that isn't a first-round quarterback. That being said, I was talking with a texter about this last week. Let's say I slot Tyson Bagent as QB 40, okay? Which makes him one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league as QB 40. If I'm him, I don't know that I want to spend my life just waiting for an opportunity versus taking what you can do and seeing if you can parlay it into something else. And if it's the Rams, like, and it's Matthew Stafford not being healthy enough, and you still get an opportunity to play with one of the great offensive minds in the game, like Sean McVay.
I get you.
It makes more sense.
All right, well, let me challenge you on this then. What if I only wanted you to think about what was best for the Chicago Bears? Is it good to have
yes.
Tyson Bagent around as QB2 or QB3.
Yeah, I was going to say QB3.
Well, like, so far as QB2.
Yes, I think that you want as many good quarterbacks as possible.
Okay.
But I'm not sure that the number three guy shouldn't be the number two guy.
Yeah, but I'm cool with him being around. Like, we do have to deal with a number of people saying, why does Bagent look good and Caleb does not? And those are some bad actors. Those are some.
And I mean, he didn't look great yesterday.
No.
And I know in practice it's been a little bit better. I mean, one could argue that he looks good because he's usually going against twos or threes, depending on the day, because they flipped it around a little bit. If we've established that he's QB 40. Okay, like if you agree with me that Tyson Bagent is one of the better backups in the league, he should look better.
Red wine.
Not UB40, QB40.
Stay close to me. So, I mean, here's the thing. It's really hard to have honest conversations about backup quarterbacks.
Yes.
Sometimes. It's incredibly difficult because
Look, there were times where I thought Tyson Bagent made more sense than Justin Fields in certain games.
I never felt that way.
I know. But in certain situations, I was like, oh, look at this. He's good at the quick game, and they're trying to play the quick game. Like, you got to have that and be able to do it. But Tyson is limited in so many of the other things.
If you had a team
that Justin was not,
that had everything but, and all you needed was like a quarterback to just not, like, then I could see the argument of, okay, well, we've got this killer offensive line and we've got a really great running game and our defense takes the ball away. If you had all of that stuff, then you can be like, well, who's going to help us win this game in November? Sure, we can have a discussion about it. But what the Bears are trying to do is grow a quarterback. They're not trying to grow two. As much as they may say that they are, they're not. This isn't Kirk Cousins and RG3. This is very different in the approach of the two guys, where one is and where the other one is. My whole thing is, what type of asset might you get back for Tyson Bagent? To me, if they get anything back, it's a win. Like, it's a win for their scouting department that, one, he's still on the roster at this point.
It is a win, but I guess I go back to what is best for the season. And I think you need three. And I don't know. Like, I'd like to go into the year with three just because of, like, the rate of attrition of quarterbacks. It's
Austin
amazing.
Austin Reed's right here.
I don't know whether I should believe in Austin Reed. I know that Tyson Bagent, he went 2-2 in four games as a backup a couple years ago. He held serve. You know?
Awesome.
I mean, you need somebody who can do that.
Well, that could also be Case Keenum.
It could be, but who's the third guy? I might need a third guy.
We should not be arguing about the third quarterback on a team, because if you get to the third quarterback on a team, your season's over. If we're down to that, if we're down to we need someone to save the season because Caleb's out and Case is out, the season's trash.
It's not always the case in the NFL.
I'm going to need you to cite your work on that,
okay,
sir.
Okay, to find a number three quarterback.
A number three quarterback
that helped the team to the playoffs.
That carried the day on a winning team.
I will find that. I will look during the break, and I will find that to prove a point. I'm barely interested in proving.
I got a point for you to prove.
I'm barely interested in proving the point, but I don't feel the need to get the man out of town, I guess.
Well, does Brock Purdy count in 2023?
Probably.
Yeah, right. Thank you. See, Tyler.
What was Joe Flacco a couple years ago for the Browns?
Yes. See?
Colin Kaepernick.
What happened to Joe Flacco, though?
Nothing good after that.
Yeah, but Joe Flacco with the Browns led them to a playoff.
And then
a playoff run. Yeah, but not great things, but he had an incredible run.
Having said all that, if the Bears are down to their number three quarterback, the season is
toast. You can't have it both ways, Alex. You can't have it.
You're down to your number three guy. Mm-hmm. If Austin Reed's suiting up, it's not good. It's not good at all.
Yeah, I'd rather have Tyson suit up than Austin Reed suit up. What I'd rather have is Caleb play every game. He did that last year.
He did that last year.
And it was the first time since Jay Cutler that the Bears had a quarterback who played every game.
It's pretty awesome.
It's
like,
crazy.
Honestly, his rookie year is deserving of more study than most people are giving to it.
Oh, man. People are flooding the text lines now with QB3s. Well, wasn't Kurt Warner QB3? Yeah, I think he was. Cardale Jones, Ohio State National Championship. So there's some for you.
RIP. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's true.
When we come back, is the division chase over? Back after this on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.